Tony Scott, Jose Cruz, and Alan Ashby will be batting as we move into the bottom half of the seventh inning with the Astros leading it 2-0. The Astros picking up two runs in the third on an error on Tony Scott's ground ball by Darryl Thomas and a double by Cruz and a single by Ashby. And in all but the sixth inning, the Astros have kind of spun their wheels. Terry Forster, the last inning, got them out in a row. The Astros have left nine men on today. Here's Tony Scott. He'll be batting right-handed. He is 0-for-3 for the afternoon. Astros have hit safely in each of the innings except the last inning in the first. First pitch by the lefty Forster and a swing and a miss in the strike one. Stewart continues to throw in the bullpen for the Dodgers down the left field line. Forster is due to bat as the third hitter in the top of the eighth, so this will be his last inning of pitching. Call strike to Scott. Forster's worked the last two and has given up two hits and struck out two. 0-2 pitch to Tony Scott. Little pop into shallow right center field. Lopes back and Renicki in from right. Shortstop, or rather the second baseman Lopes makes the play on it, and there's one down. Now Scott has popped out, and that'll bring up Jose Cruz. Cruz has been on base four consecutive times going into last night. Cheo has had four hits in his last five official trips and also has drawn a base on balls. And he has that average up to 274. First pitch is too high by Forster. Ball one, 1-0. He's extended his hitting string to seven games, one shy of his longest string this year. Ball low. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 count. Atlanta batting in the bottom of the eighth. Cincinnati still leading that one 2-0. One out and Alan Ashby will bat next. Forster's pitch to Cruz over but low, and it's three balls and no strike. Cruz walked, doubled, and singled today. Forster with a 3-0 pitch to Cheo is a call strike and it's 3-1. Houston 2 and the Dodgers nothing here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 3-1 pitch to Cruz. Chopper back to Forster off the third base side of the mound. Spins around and gets it to Garvey in time for the out, and they're two away. Pitcher first on Cruz, chop off the left side of the plate. And now here's Ashby again. Ashby with the two runs batted in today in the third. He has hit the ball hard all three times he has been up today. He lined a shot to Lopes in the first to end the inning, single to drive in two runs in the third, and then lined one that Baker just had to do everything he could to stretch on to get a catch on that one back in left field in the fifth. Well, that catch by Baker and the one by Poole have been the defensive gems of this ball game today, which leaves Ashby now 1-for-3 and two RBIs for the afternoon. Bouncing foul ball into the dugout back a third, and it's one ball and one strike. Ashby batting 282, batting right-handed against the left-hander Terry Forster. Ashby batting fifth in the order today for the first time in the 3 years that he has been with the Astros. One ball and one strike. And a ball outside. 2-1. 5 o'clock game tomorrow. Fernando Valenzuela and Don Sutton will lock horns in that one tomorrow. Ball two, strike one. And Forster back in at Ashby again. Up too high, ball three. Now Art Howe waiting to bat next. If Ashby should get away from the Dodger left-hander. Forster set again on the 3-1 pitch to Ashby. A hard-hit ground ball by third. Oh, that Sadiohiro leg kick of his has really given him some drive. Given him some long balls, but it's putting a little mustard behind the swings he has. He's driving the ball now. That's one of the secrets of hitting. The harder you hit the ball, the better chance it's going to get getting by somebody. Three balls and two strikes on Alan Ashby. Forster, the third Los Angeles pitcher today. Two outs, nobody on. 3-2 pitch, and Ashby takes ball four. Well, that's the fourth base on balls issued to Houston batters today, and Art Howell will come on. Art's 0-for-3, and his average is at 304 this time around. Houston 2 and Los Angeles nothing here in the bottom of the seventh. Atlanta did not score in the eighth, so the Reds take a 2-0 lead into the first half of the ninth at Atlanta Stadium. Astros up on the Reds by a game and a half. Garvey has moved in behind Ashby. He will not hold him on. Right-handed hitter Art Howe. Forster's first pitch is a low inside fastball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strike. Power went 3 1/3 and was charged with the two runs. Colts came in and finished up that inning. And then Forster came on after Goltz was taken out for the pinch batter. Art Howe, one ball and no strikes. Ashby on first base with two outs. Call strike, fastball at the letters. Art takes that one, 1-1. A check at first again by the Dodger left-hander. The pitch in, and Howe takes the ball low outside. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. That half a game, that Cincinnati game and a half, that half a game will remain for the rest of the year. The Reds are going to play one more game than Houston in this second half. Howe gets a big chop to third. Guerrero's going to second base with it. Davey Lopes gets the force on Ashby coming down to retire the side. So we have played seven here at the Astrodome, and the Astros lead the Dodgers 2-0.